Novena in honor of Nuestra Señora de la Salud, Our Lady of Health. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Act of Contrition. My Lord Jesus Christ, my Father, Redeemer of my soul, wounded and crucified, in order to give me health that I do not deserve, I repent and am sorry for having offended you. I come to you, my God, my Creator and my health. Because of what you are, I feel great pain in my heart for having greatly offended you. I resolve, Lord, with your grace, the amendment never to sin again. For this reason, I expect and I hope from your infinite goodness through your sacred passion and through the merits of my most sweet Mother of Health that you free me in this life from plague of soul and body by granting to me what I asked in this novena. If it is for your glory, amen. Eternal God, Creator of all things and Redeemer of the world, who through your immense goodness, you deign to grant us the ineffable gifts of eternal health through the fertile virginity of your beloved Mother, Most Blessed Mary, my Lady, who is our health, life, and hope. I humbly beg you, through the merits of this sovereign Queen, and through those of your passion, life, and death, that when my time comes, my heart may be detached from the things of this world, dedicating myself totally in loving you with most ardent love, in such a way that I may die of pure love of you, at your feet and those of your most pure Mother, and the saints to whom I am devoted, may help me love you and die. However, if you wish me to remain still in this valley of misery, I beg you, Lord, that you help me walk through the path of your chosen ones by following your examples and imitating the virtues of your most holy Mother so that I may merit to see you as the saints in heaven see you. And I also beg you to grant me what I request in this novena for your greater glory in the service of my Lady, health, and the good of my soul. Amen.
Third Day, The Annunciation of the Most Holy Mary. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Consideration. Let us consider the supreme pleasure and joy that the Queen of Angels felt seeing herself being exalted to the highest dignity of Mother of God and Maker of Reparation for the descendants of Adam. "The Lord is with you," the angel told her, which is the same as saying, "The health is with you," because Mary is the means by which God shares it with us and the instrument by which he cures us. The Most Powerful waited for her consent because on it would depend all the health of the world. What joy that our health would depend on such a holy mother. Hence, how could the Most Holy Mary not give her consent? The virginal shame of this most pure young lady was startled on seeing herself alone and being greeted by a person who, even if angelic in nature, was in a form of a human person. But this very disturbance makes us understand the great concern that she had for our health, sacrificing the divine will for the desire that she had to become an instrument of the redemption of mankind. Mediatrix between God and the creatures, the Mother of Grace that she dispenses in great abundance to all, as if it were conceived in her most pure heart. Reflection. In the same way the virgins do tremble when conversing with men, and the Queen of Virgins fears the words of the angels. Prayer. Most pure Virgin, mirror of deity, who attracted by your beauty came down from the throne of his glory in order to enclose himself in your most pure womb and to reconcile through you with the Eternal Father the poor creatures who mourned with the weight of innumerable miseries. I beg you, loving Mother, that we may not lose through our fault the grace that you granted us with your word, because through the love that you always had for us, you achieved the most sublime, which was making God man, and the least by making man Son of God through grace, so that we may glorify you with him in glory. Amen.
Let us pray five Hail Marys in honor of the five letters of the most sweet name of Maria. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Closing prayer. Sovereign Empress of heaven and earth, Mary, Mother of God, inexhaustible sea of health, on whom all your children and devotees pinned their greatest consolation, all of us prostrate before your holy altars, we offer you our humble gift and brief tribute of the Holy Novena, and we would like to have the ardent love and fervent devotion with which the seraphs in glory praise you, and all the saints have praised you, and the just on earth, so that it may be pleasing before your eyes, and for the great benefits that we owe you. For all of this, we all give you endless thanks. confident that with your clemency, our sins may not hinder the love that you always have for us. Never stop looking at us, Our Lady. If your eyes look at us, it is impossible that they will stop helping us. Watch over the Supreme Pontiff. Take care of the universal benefit of the Church, the promotion of the Holy Catholic Faith, the eradication of heresies, and for all the souls in purgatory who from the prison of fire implore your patronage. And finally, because you are our most sweet Mother, bestow on us all your abundant blessing and grant us health of body and soul so that we may celebrate you later on in the kingdom of glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sa gitna ng dilim at pagdurusa, I'm